I know it sounds kind of silly, Dreadcock, but it's true. It does exist. It's not just an urban legend. The Dreadcock is real. There are those who have seen it, suffered it. They say he, no one knows who for sure, made a pact with the devil for the perfect cock. Of course, the perfect dick is subjective. One man's meat is another man's poison, they say. I suppose in this case, quite literally. Anyway, it is said this man sold his soul for this most perfect cock. And of course, it being the devil he was dealing with, he was tricked. What he received was the dread cock. So, what's it like this? Unholy phallus. Well, well, I'll tell you. They say when it is flaccid, it hangs 7 inches long, thick and leathery like meat in a deli. A heavy, limb-like cock that looks more like a truncheon than a tool of love. Cut and tipped with a bulbous helmet. It swings like an elephant's trunk and is an impressive, intimidating sight. Totally hairless, it sways in front of 2 mighty balls, both weighty and taut. They match the dreadcock itself in their monstrous nature and exaggerated masculinity. But the sheer size of the dreadcock isn't the only thing that makes it a frightful spectacle. The flesh of this dick is crisscrossed with tattoos, writing ungodly text written in a long, thankfully forgotten script. Like incantations in dark ink, the words spiral around the shaft and help to define its length and girth, like the contour lines of a mountain on a map. Along its extent, the dreadcock is dotted with metal studs, piercings that look like they would inflict pain and pleasure in equal measure. It's a brutal, weapon-like dick. It appears better suited to hanging on the wall of a torture chamber than between the legs of a man. To some, it is beautiful in its vicious appearance. To others, it is an appendage of terror. And that's just when it's flaccid, unaroused, because when the dreadcock is awoken, its true beast-like nature comes to life. When fully erect, it stands an eye-watering 13 inches long and as thick as a wrist, like an arm with a clenched fist at the end, a muscular slab of fuck meat, a brutal battering ram of a cock. Some lust after it, while many justifiably back away in fear. Its skin is lined with thick pulsing veins, adding to its textured surface. They throb like this dick has its own heartbeat, and maybe it does, for it almost has a life of its own. Some say when aroused, the dreadcock snarls, pre-cum dripping from its end like slobber from a rabid hound. The dick writhes and flexes as if anxious, impatient to join in battle, its balls clenched, ready to discharge their heavy load. The dread cock is a sadomasochistic dream or nightmare. It looks like a thing from a heavy metal album cover, a demon in cock form, straining to be released, unleashed upon a lover or victim. It's a mighty, angry-looking dick, a barbaric, hate-fueled cock forged to force itself inside someone and fuck them within an inch of their life. The dread cock doesn't make love. Fucking even seems too nice a word. It intrudes, it violates, it assaults, it defiles, it wrecks and ruins and forces those who suffer it to beg for mercy as its thickness breaches them in an act of desecration. Some actually seek it out, wanting to feel the hot, thick slab of devil cock stretching them, invading their body with each deep, brutal thrust. The dread cock doesn't tease, it doesn't go slow. There is no just the tip with this dick of evil. It's always every single inch, it's always balls deep. Its girth pushes inside until its hilt slams into you. Its balls pound against you as it throbs within you. It does not know if you're screaming in pain or pleasure, nor does it care. It just wants to hear you, feel you screech and howl as it pummels you like a rampant beast, your body shuddering with each savage plunge of terrible dick. The dread cock is all-consuming, violent desire incarnate, pulling the man along with it, leading him, forcing him to take part in the most brutal violations. It plunges itself deep, stabbing and thrusting almost with a mind of its own, like an unrestrained dog pulling along its master. It's relentless, showing no mercy, caring only for its own thirst to fuck, to bury itself as deep as it can and force its seed into the very depth of its prey. And when it does come, when the dread cock ejaculates, it is like an eruption of sperm. This dick of destruction doesn't simply squirt or spurt, it sprays a torrent of thick, potent cum, a seeming non-stop cascade of hot jizz, more than its massive balls could possibly seem to contain. Equine quantities of spunk pour from the dick like a fire hose, way too much for a person's body to cope with. It overflows and puddles below their whimpering body, leaking from them. And when the dread cock pulls free, it leaves a gaping, ruined hole behind, never to return to normal, wrecked for life. Cursed with the fact a normal dick will never be enough now, their mind and body broken by the huge demonic dick. A demolished hole that will now always crave to be inhumanely filled, unsatisfiable, insatiable, hungering to be battered and stretched and pumped full of viscous devil cum. Now and always a disciple of the dread